He's seated cross-legged in the lotus position, a pose used for meditation and, as here, for teaching. But this statue, and the thousands made later that look so like it, has a purpose. Tibetan Thubten Jinpa, a former monk and interpreter to the Dalai Lama, explains how you use an image like this one as a help on your journey towards enlightenment.
What the religious practitioners do is to bring the image of the Buddha by first looking at the image and then bring that image of the Buddha within oneself in a sort of a mental image, and then reflect upon the qualities of the Buddha, Buddha's body, speech, and mind. The image of the Buddha plays a role of recalling in the mind of the devotee, the historical teacher, the Buddha, and his experience of awakening, and also the key events in his life. There are different images, forms of the Buddha that actually kind of, you know, symbolizes those events. For example, there is a very famous posture of the Buddha, which is seated but with his hand in a gesture of preaching. Technically, this hand gesture is referred to as the gesture of turning the wheel of Dharma, Dharma Chakra.
And this is the hand gesture of our seated Buddha. The Dharma Chakra, or wheel of law, is a symbol that represents the path to enlightenment, and it's one of the oldest known Buddhist symbols found in Indian art.